When you sense failure coming, how do you cut it off at the pass and prevent it from happening? Hi, welcome to Business Mindset Mastery. I'm your host, Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and leadership expert. I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can always learn more about me over at heathergrayconsulting.com. And today I want to have a really honest conversation with you about the tough decisions that business owners sometimes need to make for the health of their company, the strength of their message, and the impact they want to leave on the world. Now, as I was getting ready to record this episode, I had one of those clear as day moments of knowing. And that moment of knowing was that it's time to take a break from the podcast. I'm sitting here looking at a list of content shows and episodes that I have been planning on pre-recording for all of you to get through the summer months. As you know, for quite some time, close to 2 years now, I might have even passed the two-year mark, I have been delivering consistent podcast material and good content and good information on a daily basis regarding your mindset. And the reason why I started doing this show is because I believe that when done well, mindset should be a daily practice. In fact, it's something that I have written on the top of the heading of the content calendar and content list I keep for the show. When done well, mindset should be a daily practice. I happened to sit down getting ready for the next episode, which was not supposed to be the one you're listening to now, and I caught that phrase, when done well. And as I've been looking at my content calendar, as I've been looking at the shows that I want to have for you, I realized that this list largely looked like someone who was phoning it in. I have an upcoming vacation with my husband in July. I have another vacation planned for sometime in August, and I wanted to get a jump on the episodes, and my inbox was empty of listener questions. Now, you know the show, the best pod always comes from the best questions. I've worked pretty hard. I think, honestly, if I'm holding full accountability with myself, there are things I could have done better to collect questions and to get ahead and to, you know, keep up to date with my recording schedule. But as I look at recent content that I put out when I didn't have enough questions to fill the content calendar, and as I look at all of the days and weeks ahead that I had just kind of spent a couple of weeks mapping out for you, I realize that these are either versions of conversations I've already had or conversations I imagine you might need, but without my finger on the pulse of where my listening audience is at, I found myself getting astray. I'm looking at a map of content that's a little fragmented and all over the place. And I also think, too, that as I've filled this content calendar, it's been this idea of just coming up with topics or thinking about client issues that I've helped and just coming up with all of the ideas while also kind of respecting the outline of the show and the intent of the show. And I realized that in recent months, in simply trying to fill the content calendar, I think I've lost my way as a business owner and as the host of this show. Now, this podcast is one of the things that I am most proud of, not just in my business, but in my life. I can't believe I did it. It is something I always kind of daydreamed about. Like back in the day, it was like an Ask Heather column. I wanted people to be able to write in with their questions and I would give them their advice in Dear Abby style. And then I, you know, discovered podcasting and it found its home in my heart. And I loved the idea of doing coaching in the moment, showing people who I was as a business owner and as a coach, walking them through their tough time and getting them on the other side of it. But I think in recent months, as the questions have kind of come in with less frequency, I'm not as proud of my show as I used to be. I'm still proud of it. I still own my expertise. I still feel really good about the advice I give. But when I look back on the episodes where it doesn't come from a listener question and it comes from just what I imagine you guys might want, I don't own those with the same amount of pride an accomplishment. I also can recognize that as a business owner, this show is slowing down in its ability to be a lead generator for me. And I think that's because my messaging has gotten muddied. People don't specifically know who I'm talking to anymore because I think I've lost my way in answering that question for the listeners. I've been taking any question that comes in. I've been coming up with any content just to fill the show. And that has nowhere to go but to a really bad place. And I don't want to ruin my show. And I don't want to dull or dim or put a gray cloud over some of the most fantastic conversations we've been having. I see the writing on the wall where I'm set up for like 2 months of shows and episodes where I'll likely repeat myself. I'll likely be talking about something you all have already heard me say on the show, or could easily go back and scroll through and find an episode where I've talked about such things on the show. I work really hard to make my titles specific so that people know, and then I also include a description in the show notes for so people really can find the type of content they want from me. I also think with a daily show and all of this competition online for audio that people don't have time to listen to my show every day. So perhaps I don't need to be recording every day. Perhaps I would better serve people at this juncture in my career by having larger, longer, more in-depth conversations. Perhaps there's things I need to tweak or address on how I present on the show, the frequency with which I present on the show, or perhaps I just need a vacation from the show in order to come back with new content and fresh eyes. Now, one of the things I can tell you in all honesty is I have my favorite podcasts and I hate when they go away. I get so annoyed by that. I want them back right away. I miss them when they're gone. Terrible Thanks for Asking just announced that they're taking a break for the summer and I'm really bummed out about it. And so I always, as a podcast host, didn't want to do that. It was kind of like I liked the idea of being the TV show that never ended, right? Because our series always end in May, or they only go for 10 episodes and then we have to wait forever to get a new episode. I'm currently dying waiting for Homeland to come back. And I didn't want to do that. But as a host, looking at a bunch of episodes that, yeah, I could record for you, but no, it wouldn't be my best work, I realize the value in the break. And I realize the value in the hiatus. One of the things I really regret about my burnout from my brick and mortar job is I didn't see it coming. Because it was working and it was going as it was, I didn't really pay attention to how increasingly unhappy I had become. I am not currently in a place of unhappiness about this show. I really love it. It's my favorite part of the week when I'm pre-recording and batching these episodes and having these conversations out. But I can tell you with honesty that before some of my recent batches, I've been taking a heavy sigh. That moment of, okay, here we go again. All right, what am I going to talk about today? How can I spin this in a new way? And at some point in time, it comes to this like distracting thought for me of, have I already said everything I think? Have I already just emptied out my toolbox? Do I have anything more or new to say? And right now, as I sit and record this episode, I don't have that answer for you. I don't think I can tell you that. I've listened to my fair of shows where a hiatus is sort of announced and the show never comes back. I've listened to other shows where hiatuses have been announced and the show absolutely comes back like twice as strong and just like goes at it full frontal. As I think about what I want my hiatus to look like without making any promises, I would really like to go back into my own show notes and my own show records and start to re-release some of my greatest hits. One of the things I really struggle struggle with podcasting is that I do think podcast episodes have a short lifespan. They're kind of hard to be found by search sometimes. I think when people find you, if they find me today, I don't know that they're going to go back 2.5 years and listen to all 300 plus episodes. They'll probably go back to only the last 10 or only the number that's seen on their screen. So what I think I would like to do in the coming months, once I have taken a full break, or, you know, maybe just in the couple of weeks, or maybe until my vacations are past. I don't know the maybe. I don't know the time zone. And I'm modeling for you all in real time how to do this. I think I'd like to be somebody who puts a spotlight on the stellar content that I've put out, so that I can be proud of it again, so that I can know if I have the privilege of you subscribing to my show, pressing play, financially contributing to the show in the form of a sponsorship, that I've earned it again. As I have this conversation with all of you, the other thing I'm thinking about is podcast interviews I have done on other people's shows earlier in the year, where I've talked with great pride about my show. And if you are a listener finding me from someone else's show that a podcast hadn't yet aired by, it, you know, heading into the beginning of July, you have my sympathies that I promoted a show right before going off on the air. But I promise you, I recorded those episodes, I think 3 months ago. They just haven't aired yet. So you now can go back and listen to all of the old episodes you've missed if you're just discovering me today. But that was a thought I had had. Like, oh, I've promoted my show. People are going to be talking about it in July and they're not going to have new content. I'm going to look like a fraud. And I have to tell you, my friends, that's not a reason to keep doing it. I just have to do what I did, which is communicate transparently to somebody finding me, how they happen to find me, how the, like, you know, miscommunication happened where 3 months ago I didn't know I was taking a break. So with all, like, full of piss and vinegar, I put my show out to new audiences who might now only find me through hiatus. But hopefully too, I'm modeling how to move through the world as a business owner. You don't just keep doing what you've always done because you don't know a new way of doing it. You don't keep doing something you've always done because it's become a passion of yours and a hobby if it's not changing the bottom line of your business in the way that it used to. You don't keep doing something that isn't working because you're afraid to admit it and to say so and to redirect and to find a new path. I don't want to ruin the thing that I'm most proud of. I don't want this to become a failure. The only way I know how to do it is to own that on the current trajectory, it is not set up for success, and I am not going to figure out how to right that ship, set it up for success, reroute by panning out and filling your, batching these episodes. I have a list I'm looking at of 27 episodes in front of me that I was getting ready to do today. So suddenly I have a whole bunch of free time in front of me once I am done recording this show. But it's time for honesty. It's time for helping people make decisions in a decisive, immediate, direct way. I'd like to think that in having the conversation with you today and not postponing it until it's not the 4th of July holiday or not the Canadian holiday for my international listeners, that I am showing you that when, as the boss of your business, you know it's time to make a move in a different direction, you make it. Even if you don't know the ending, even if you don't know whether or not you're turning right or turning left, but to keep going simply because you don't know where to turn is not a reason to keep going. That puts you in the reaction seat of your business and out of the driver's seat. And as I look at these 27 episodes in front of me, that's exactly what it feels like, reacting to the fact that I needed to get out content in preparation for my vacation and preparation for summertime with family. and in preparation for client work that I've signed up for the summer. So if I'm going to be really honest with myself and really clear as a business owner, I don't have to have all the answers to know that what's in front of me isn't working. I didn't expect to have this conversation with all of you today, but it is absolutely the right conversation to be having with all of you today. It's modeling in real time what mindset as a business owner can look like and can feel like and how it sounds and how to communicate to your audience exactly what you want them to think and what you want them to know so you don't have to worry about losing their respect in the process. I love you guys. I love this show. I would like to think that you'll listen to this and you'll still send me questions and you'll still fill my inbox and that I will find a way either through Instagram or LinkedIn or a pop-up episode of Q&A that I will get those answers to you. But more than anything, I hope that I take this break with the same good intentions and the same strong integrity that I started this show with. My first episode of this show is done is better than perfect. And I don't want to change that. But I also don't just want to click the done box for something to do and to say I did it when I'm risking total imperfection. I have a feeling that as you're listening to this episode, you're thinking about your own workload and you're thinking about the things that you've been doing on autopilot that you've been phoning in, or perhaps you're thinking like me of ways you haven't shown up. When I look at this and as I've talked about this conversation with myself, I can really own that I have failed at marketing this show and getting new people to learn about it. Because if more people learned about it, they would know to send in their questions to keep the content roll going, and I would have much better episodes to sit in front of me and to record. I think I lost my way a little bit, and I think I found myself on autopilot, and I want to fix that, and I want to choose a better path, so I am standing behind the content I deliver with my head held just as high, feeling just as proud, and just as sure that I am delivering the quality content you all need to run your lives and your businesses. I do hope we keep talking. You can always find me over at Heather at heathergrayconsulting.com. Offer your 2 cents. Tell me what you think. Ask a question. And no matter what, I'll be telling you what I do next. Thank you so much for joining me for these 2+ uninterrupted years of podcast content. I apologize if you caught me phoning it in before I caught myself and you feel as though I've lost my way a little bit, but I do hope that you see that I'm working very hard to right the ship and to deliver something that really stands the test of time and that I can stand next to with pride. Thank you so much for today. I really hope there's a next time, but bye for now.